It's been a lot of years, and I definitely know who you are. But tell those who don't know who you really are.
Well, hello. Everywhere in the world, everybody, hello. My name is Carol Gonzalez. I am a Jamaican, and I am a singer. I'm a mother, and I'm a wife. Oh, and I am an attorney at law as well. I'm a beautiful black woman, so I like being appreciated for that. If I'm thought of as someone else, then that's an insult to me. Artists came first. I'm a singer. That's my gift from God.
We have such a special guest here in the studios.
On a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair. Warm smell of calipers rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. But there he stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell. And I was thinking to myself, this could be heaven and this could be hell. Then he lifted up the candle and he showed me the way. There were voices down the corridor. Such a lovely place. They're living it up at the Hotel California. Any time of year.
Why don't you tell us about your link up with Penthouse Records? That was really huge.
I just, Donovan and I were friends, and he said, Carol, come do the song for me. And I did it, and it wasn't played as far as, because I was in the legal world. We don't listen to radio and go to parties and stuff like that. So I had no idea. I did another song. I did two other songs for him. Three other songs, I think. But one I don't remember. But the other two also did very well, and I didn't know. One in particular, I discovered this year that it was a big hit. Big hit. And I had no idea. And it's called Personal Delivery.
How could you not know?
I just didn't know. I Spoiled by Your Love was one of the other songs. I knew that was a hit.
Okay.
But that was because it was played in my circles,
okay,
where I belonged. And I knew everybody loved it, and I loved it. But the other songs, I didn't hear them. I didn't listen to the radio. So I didn't know.
But that's good.
But now I know. And how I found out was that someone... I have a MySpace site, and somebody wrote to me and said, how could you have your MySpace site and not have that song on?
Wow.
And I didn't know the song.
Very nice MySpace, by the way.
And I said, I don't know which song you're talking about. He said, you did it for Penthouse, for Donovan Germain. And he sent it to me by MP3.
Isn't that something?
And I'm listening to it, and I'm going, I don't remember it at all. And I'm going, but this singer sounds like me. I thought I was so unique. And then there was one word in particular, just one word, that I heard, and I'm like, that's me, because mm-hmm. I'm the only one who pronounced that word like that. And I said, oh my God. And I still don't remember the song, but I love it. So I put it up.
Wow. To listen to?
Oh my. Well, my tastes in music, in terms of singers, it's more timeless than current. I love Stevie Wonder. I love Whitney Houston. I love Mariah Carey.
Classy.
I love Michael Jackson.
He is an artist, a genius.
I love him. I love him. I love Prince. I love Etta James, Ella Fitzgerald, Diana Krall, people like that.
Okay.
But the current artists, I love current artists, but what I love is greatness of voice.
Good.
In a singer.
Mm-hmm.
Greatness of voice. A memorable sound. So just remarkable. As you hear it,
yeah,
you know it. You don't get them mixed up with anybody else. You put a Whitney Houston song on,
yeah,
you don't have to ask after 10 seconds who it is, a distinct voice. And then to have the octaves, and then to have the control, and then to have the emotive ability. What I mean is to make you cry, to make you laugh.
Makes sense.
To do what a singer is supposed to, lift your heart.
Get those goosebumps. Yeah.
Those are the things I love. So if you have a hit song that's today, that doesn't really faze me. What fazes me is, do you have the qualities of a singer?
You feel it.
Because anybody can have a hit song if you have the right formula nowadays. And they can make a non-singer sound good too. You know.
Well, after that lesson, let's get back to your new CD, The Music in Me. Give me.
Well, okay. We have just completed our album. It's my first album. It's called The Music in Me. It's executively produced by my record label, Da Costa Records. It was musically directed by Dean Fraser. It has 14 tracks. 5 are covers and 9 are originals. I didn't write any. I'm not a composer, lyricist by gift. I may be, but I've not yet discovered that. But I am a gifted singer. I'm a fabulous singer. The original songs were submitted by wonderful Jamaican lyricists and composers. And the 5 songs that we did as covers were songs that I chose 3 and Dean chose 2, and there were songs that we really, really loved and really wanted to do.
What else do you think you want to do musically? What else you want to get into?
We have commenced the second project, and we're calling it Latin Classics. And it's all Latin songs. We've done 2 songs. We've completed 2 songs already. We've covered Eres Tu and Sway. It's a song called Sway. So those 2 are finished. It's being musically produced by Ala of Chalice, the group Chalice, the band, the famous band Chalice, yeah. And is being executively produced by Da Costa Records. For my album, The Music in Me, is a song called How Come, How Long. And this song is a cover by Stevie Wonder and Babyface. And it's a song about the abuse of women. So this is a song that's particular to that issue. And it's a pet peeve of mine. For a long time, I could never understood why women would allow men, or indeed anyone, to touch them in anger, irrespective. So when I heard the song, I fell in love with it. Not just the lyrical content, but the melodic content was also beautiful. And so that was the song we chose as the single, because the message is very strong, and it applies really to a lot of women in a lot of countries. And that's the single for the album. So I love to do any song that has beautiful melody and wonderful lyrics. And I love jazz.
Give a cry for help. She even blamed things on herself.